Imagine if there was a quick way of testing for diseases like malaria or TB that didn't require a laboratory, something that's often hard to find in remote locations or developing countries with limited medical resources. Well, scientists from the CSIRO are just about to launch a Just Add Water toolkit that they say can do just that, as Catherine Gregory reports.
It sounds almost as easy as a packet cake mix. Just add water, and in moments, a disease can be detected.
The test itself is essentially a freeze-dried preparation. It's quite stable, so it could be transported and stored for long periods of time. And all it requires is the addition of a few drops of water for it to be activated.
Dr. Lee Alessandratos from the ANU School of Chemistry has been developing this new diagnostic tool with fellow CSIRO scientists. He explains that once activated, the test is mixed with a sample, like someone's blood, for example.
Is able to pick up very small amounts of a particular DNA sequence from a pathogen and produce a signal.
That signal is then picked up by either the naked eye or technologies like a phone app to indicate whether a certain disease is present in the sample.
So the basis of the detection would be colorimetric. Essentially, the lowest cost device is by eye. In some cases, though, depending on the actual specimen that's being used, you might need to use like a phone camera or something like that, in combination with an app.
The kit is designed to pick up a range of pathogens in humans, animals and plants, but it'll first be used to detect malaria, which kills almost 500,000 people worldwide each year, mostly in developing countries. Dr. Lee Alessandratos believes the kit will be a game changer.
Currently, these sorts of tests are only used in centralised laboratories because they typically rely on, you know, complex protocols where a skilled technician. So this is ideal for use by unskilled workers in remote settings.
Dr. Cameron Webb is a medical entomologist at the University of Sydney, and he specialises in malaria.
A kit like this that's being proposed is really exciting. Most importantly, it remove some of the barriers to the effective use of some of the tests that we already have. So some of the tests that generally rely on blood samples now rely on either the availability of certain bits of equipment or access to refrigerators or even microscopes to have a look at blood samples for the malaria parasite itself.
With funding from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the kit will be rolled out in remote areas and developing countries in the next 18 months.
Catherine Gregory reporting.